This is Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN with our pal Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital, talking all things COVID this morning. Dr. Most, good morning, my friend.
Morning, Dean. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Nice to talk to you. This week, all the talk has been about vaccine mandates. President Biden saying that his patience has worn thin with this, and he's in favor of mandates. What was your take on the president's comments this week?
Well, you know, I think he has given everybody the right opportunities and enough opportunities to get vaccinated, and we still have a quarter of the country that is not. I think for him to take this step in the eyes of public health and the what's going on in the hospitals, it was good. I'm happy that he did, and I know a lot of people are upset, but we have to look at what I look at every day when I come into the hospital and say, how many COVID patients do we have? How many are on ventilators? How many are on ECMO? How many are on the lung transplant list? And, you know, I'm glad we took some steps to push this to a point where we're going to be protecting everyone.
Would you say that those numbers are rising, you know, staying the same, going down? How would you describe how you look at those numbers every day?
Yeah, you know, we dipped a little bit, and then we started to rise again about the middle of last week and have continued to rise. So the numbers are still, when we look at the numbers, we have to remember that anybody that we're talking about that is in the hospital or in the intensive care or on a ventilator, over 99% of those individuals are unvaccinated. So we're not talking about breakthrough cases being hospitalized. So we're really looking to protect those individuals. I can't tell you know how many people that said, oh, I'm not going to get vaccinated, I'm not going to get vaccinated. And then when they're in the hospital, the first thing they say is, boy, I wish I would have got vaccinated.
Yeah, I read another compelling story of somebody who was very anti-vax, you know, and then got the virus, wound up in the hospital, is severely, severely ill right now, and is leaving messages on social media saying, boy, did I ever make a mistake. I should have gotten vaccinated. And then I saw a new study that has come out that looks at data from different regions around the United States, 600,000 virus cases. And what it found was that people are 4.5 times more likely to become infected if they are not vaccinated than if they are vaccinated, 10 times more likely to be hospitalized, and 11 times more likely to die from the coronavirus, according to this new study. So nothing slowing down here at all. You know, everybody's, I was talking about, well, one thing earlier this week, I was talking about something with somebody, and I said, oh, well, you know, things quiet down with this. And they pointed out to me, it doesn't look like things are going to quiet down for a very long time. Is that sort of your sense as well?
It definitely is. And when you look at the news from Moderna and Novavax this week, that what are they working on? They're working on the COVID booster and flu shot being in one shot. That's, you know, a big industry with a lot of data showing you that this is not going away, that we really need to make sure that we continue to fight as vigilantly as we can and mitigate when we can. And, you know, the other concern, Dean, is, you know, we all love the weather today, 84 degrees, but we have to realize that, you know, in the next month, we're going to have our first freeze. We're going to have, you know, a lot more people indoors, right, a lot more congregating. And I'm sure if you saw any pictures from college football yesterday, there weren't a lot of masks on in the stands.
Yeah, well, I mean, the argument would be that they are outside, you know, and that, and that's why they're not doing it. I'm hearing that all the time. Oh, I'm outside. It's safe.
Correct.
I mean, should people be wearing masks when they're outside?
Well, you know, not when you're outside and you're walking around and you have some distance between people. But I'm sorry, those fans that are that close, yelling and screaming and high-fiving, it doesn't matter if there's a roof on that stadium or if they're inside. These people are, if any of them are asymptomatic, they're spewing it. You know, someone that says, oh, I'm never going to miss that Iowa State game. I don't care how I feel. You know, you jam all these people together, the outside portion of the protection goes away.
Yeah, and with, you know, football stadiums opening up again you know, for professional football, you know, that's going to be a factor again. And yeah, you know, you're right. We're about to, you know, go back into winter hibernation, you know, and be inside again, where it's a lot more likely that something could get spread inside than outside. What about the cases with kids going back to school? Where are we with that? What should parents be doing right now?
Well, you're starting to see a lot of kids across the country where school districts are shutting down, or they're quarantining large number of kids because of the positivity rate in kids. And I think, you know, that's going to continue to occur. You know, the good things and bad things about this, you know, it doesn't impact children for the most part too severely. The vaccine is probably not going to be ready. You know, we're hearing now, boy, it could be as early as November. I'm still not so sure about that. You know, there's still a lot of studies going on, just even on the dosing for pediatrics. So, you know, I think parents just need to be as careful as possible. And one thing they have to realize, that the child is actually, the mitigation factors that you take with your child is protecting you, your grandparents, anyone else who's immunocompromised, especially those who are potentially in the house who have not been vaccinated.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to as many questions as we can for Dr. Kevin Most. Dr. Kevin Most on with us, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Oh boy, Kevin, we've been found out. We've been found out and busted on our text line.
Oh no.
Somebody says here, oh great, it's the doom and gloom hour again. talking about this. That's right. That's our goal here for the last 18 months, to bring doom and gloom, because we feel like burying our heads in the sand and ignoring facts and knowledge is so important. But this is an example of why the virus continues, because someone doesn't want to hear the truth about this. Somebody else on our text line, and then I'm going to get to all the complimentary calls on this for you, saying, get another doctor on your show who can present the other facts. There, how about that? The other facts. Facts are facts. I don't want to speak for Dr. Kevin Most, but I think I'm going to. There's only one set of facts with this. This is not opinion. This is science and medical fact.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry people feel that way, and I try to stay up to date on this as much as I possibly can and know the science side of it. Certainly there are other people with other opinions, but I try to keep the subjectivity out and just try to be as objective as I can anytime I'm talking to anyone.
Of course, absolutely. And then there are the multitude of texts, by the way. Love this segment. Love Dr. Kevin Most. How can there be another set of facts when it comes to preventing the disease? I mean, here another one popping in. We need Dr. Kevin Most. Please keep your Sunday segment. Oh, there's no turning away from this. And, you know, one or two people who don't want to hear what the facts are, is certainly not going to turn us away. And I read it only to illustrate. You wonder why the virus is still going on? Because there's still that kind of thought process that is still going on. Somebody texting in Dr. Most and asking, is it okay for me to get my flu shot if I just got my vaccination shot?
Absolutely. 100%. They can be given at the same time. And as I just mentioned, you know, Moderna is looking at putting the two shots together. Probably will be either later this year, but you certainly can. The immune system is smart enough to take two at once. If you think about when we give kids their MMR, we're giving them three vaccines at the exact same time. When we do the flu shot, we're giving, quadrivalent, so we're giving them four different virus vaccines at the same time. So, yes, you can get them both at the same time or as close in proximity as you'd like.
Here's a text that says, Dr. Most rules. 317, Dr. Most is the best. 847, love info from Dr. Most. Keep us informed. 312 area code, Thank you, Dr. Most. So I think the votes are in on that. This is John.
I didn't know my mom had that many phones.
That's right. I know you have a lot of siblings. So John's on the phone with Dr. Kevin, the beloved Dr. Kevin Most. Hi, John.
Hello. Dr. Most, is it safe to go to the theaters now that they're opening, even if you're vaccinated?
Yeah, absolutely, John. You know, if you're vaccinated and you're going to go to it, you know, and you're going to wear a mask during that time, you're great. Again, we have to remember that those who are fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting a breakthrough case with Delta is very low, and the chance of it getting to a point of needing hospitalization is very low. So if you do all the mitigation that you should do, you know, wash your hands, wear a mask, and you've been fully vaccinated, absolutely, you can go to a theater. You know, in a theater, it's not like a sporting event where you're yelling and screaming. Most time, you're very quiet, you're watching, you're enjoying, and I'm not as concerned about spewing the virus with people in close proximity.
And also, I might add that most of the theaters that are open right now are requiring vaccinations or proof of a negative COVID test before they will actually let you in the door. I've been to a couple so far, and I got to show them my vaccination card before you get in. You know, nobody gets in without the vaccination card.
John, and again, good for them. They're protecting their patrons.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. This is Ann. You're on WGN with Dr. Most.
Oh, hi. I love you both. Actually, I thought of something else. And I'm 75. I'm in very good health. I had my Moderna at the end of February. I had an antibody test in April, and it was 2,500. I'm traveling to visit my daughter out of town, flying. And I was just wondering, do you think I should get the booster before I go or wait?
You know, Ann, it's a question that's being asked by many right now, and it's a difficult one to answer. However, your age, I would say it wouldn't be a bad idea. If we all remember, when we give the flu shot to seniors, we give them what we call the HD, the high dose, because we know that the immune system for those really over the age of 65 wanes as we age. So certainly, I wouldn't call you immunocompromised, but I certainly would expect that your immune response is not the same as a 40-year-old response. So I would say if I was going to do that, I would go ahead and get that right now. You can walk in and won't ask you any questions as far as what your immunocompromised state is. And as a matter of fact, you could say 75, and that's why. That will give you the additional protection, not only in the airport, but wherever you're going, because unfortunately, a lot of states are not in the situation that Illinois is right now.
Okay. So you think, should I get the flu shot at the same time, you think?
Well, you know, we haven't seen a lot of flu. I'm not a big fan of August, early September flu vaccines. I usually push it back a little bit. I want to make sure that I have that great protection all the way through, you know, March and April of next year. So I'm really a big fan of before the trick-or-treaters hit, you should have your flu vaccine.
Okay, can I ask you one more quick question?
Real quick, sure.
I'm going to the Bears game next week, and I'm really giving it a lot of thought that I'm just going to wear my mask the whole time I'm there. And after listening to what you just said, I think that's a really good idea. Yes?
Yes, totally. If you're going to go to the game and you really want to go to the game, do everything you can to protect yourself. So sit next to two quiet people, too.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. Okay. Great. Thank you. I love you both.
Love you, too. Thank you for the call. Let's get to Renee real quick. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi. My question is, once you get COVID and you were tested positive, how long of a wait do you have to get retested after 10 days? Or, I mean, are you free to do whatever you want after the 10 days?
Yeah, it really depends, Renee, if you're employed. A lot of employers are going to want to have a negative test. But for you, if it's just, hey, I want to know.
It's not me. I had the vaccine, but me and my sister-in-law were talking about it. And I hear these a couple people, they had it, and like not even 10 days later, I feel fine, and they're going out. It's like, you know, you don't know. Are you supposed to, or
how long should they lay low before they go back amongst people? Really,
so asymptomatic people, 10 days is totally fine. As long as you have symptoms, you should wait for that last day of symptoms and then add 10 days onto it. The virus can stick with you for a while, but that individual who tests positive but really feels fine 10 days from that positive test. You know, I used to stretch it to 14. We backed it down to 10. And you should feel safe going out.
All right. Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital, always good to talk to you. Our phone lines are flooded, by the way, with people who love you right now. You could run for you could run for governor right now and probably win. Have a great day, Kevin. Thank you.
Take care, Dean.